17th Shun Arvei Pesachim continued.
Because there is no partial kiyum of shleimeis. Either both are shleimeis or non shleimeis. But one shleimo he has to have because of kovet. So mimele, since it's only because of kovet, so it will not detract from the kovet Shabbos if he will not be bitzeya on the shleimo, and he'll be bitzeya on the pus. All right, now, so we see that according to Teisves in Psochim, so the shleime is the pziyah and the shleime is mitzad kovet. So mimele he says that nira shebotzel shleimo is not. According to Teisves in Broches, the pziyah al shleime is he emanates from the posik of Vitkula Chamish. So mimele nira ki pziyah al shleimo is not enough. So there must be an extra pziyah and the shleimo, but in regard to the Pruso, Teisus in Brocha says that Nira Kibitziyala Pruso is sufficient. Alright, so he says, Mishim Dirzim, Hak im Soch, im Brocha, Hakel Mini Pesach Hashem Nira Pruso Pesach Hashem Obitziya, my time Lachemenis. Mishim Dirzim Lachemeni, Minira Pruso Nachas Hashleim, Vinira Kibitziyala Pruso. Umikomo Keimei Lifziya, Kimela Hashleimo, Vala Pruso, Yivorach Lachilas Matzo, Vikeichim Veichli Mishteyen Yachat, Kidin Shin Nira Kibitziyala Pruso. Vichin Aminei. So in other words, because there are mitzvahs and there is a conflict. On one hand, you have to be b'tzeya on the shleimo. Is mechu, you have to be b'tzeya on the shleimo. And so if you actually be b'tzeya on the pruso, so it will detract from the character of b'tzeya la shleimo. I say la shleimo. So even though most of the shenim hold in Shabbos that you don't have to cut both chales, you can only cut one chale. The Rashbo is the only word. Rashbo, I mean the core pastors like the Rashbo, the Marshal also like the Rashbo, but most Rishenim agree. And it appears that Teisvishit is also like Rashi, that on Shabbos you don't have to cut both chales, you can cut one chale. But it's not because essentially the mitzvah of Ptzie is only on one chale, not on both. Essentially the mitzvah of is on both, but if you actually cut one chale, so then there is a symbolic ptzieh on the other chaletu. So essentially, the mitzvah of ptzieh is on both chalets. So mimele, if he will cut, if he will actually be ptzieh, while the matzes are safe, before he puts the matzes into his mouth, if he will actually be ptzieh from the shleimo and the pruso, it will detract from the mitzvah, from the kiyum mitzvah of ptzieh min hashleimes. True, he doesn't have to cut the other one, just one. So that's only if you don't cut altogether. You just cut from one, and the other live intact. So then it's considered as if you are betzeya from both shleimos. But if you break off from the shleimo, and actually break off on the table before you put it into your mouth, from the pruso, then it detracts from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of being betzeya from shleimos. Here he'll be b'tzeya actually from shleimo and pruso. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah of p'tzeya from the shleimes completely, so he should not break off from the pruso while the matzes are still on the table. But maniach b'seich ha-shleimo, and then he'll eat from both together. So then a symbolic p'tzeya will be realized. A symbolic tzia will be realized in the pruso and the next tzia in the shleim. That's why he says umikomo ket mei with tzia kim al shleim. Vala pruso yivorach lachilas matzo v'kirchin yichlum shnei yachad yishinirak mitzia al pruso v'chin aminei. Avolin lasis hameitzi v'gam lachilas matzo min apruso. Da v'keisim mitzis chiles. But suppose there wouldn't be aloche of in eisim mitzis chiles. So then the first question in Teisus would say that he should recite it over both matzes, not that he should recite just over the pruso, because from this Teisus it's mashma that the birkas hameitzi, the broches are a little part of it. So in Mele, if there hadn't been Halacha is mitzvah chilas chilas. So then he would have side the mitzvah over both matzahs. Then the but on account of the halacha of neis mitzvah chilas chilas. So the first lashon in Teisva says no, that he cannot recite the Birkas HaMeitzi over both matzahs. So why? Because he'll be able to say of an neis mitzvah chilas chilas. Literally, so the second lashon says no. There is no iser of an neis mitzvah chilas chilas if he recites them both. Vinirali, so not there is no iser of an neis mitzvah chilas chilas by Birkas HaNenin altogether. So he says vinirali, do all have a bracha shel nenin vinikroin chilas chilas. Do a kiddush mivochim kiddush Birkas Hayayim. So mele you can recite. Mele you can recite the broche of Meitzelachem and Oretz over both, according to the second lashon. You see, according to the first lashon, so the broche of Meitzelachem and Oretz has to be recited over the Shleim, and only Alachilas Matzo is recited over the Pruso. But according to the second lashon, so he can recite the broche of Meitzelachem and Oretz over both. ורבי מנחם מבינה, הוא יורוגי לעשי סקל על הפרוסו. ונשלים הבוקים בשביל החמישי. So in other words, so we explained last time, that whereas according to the first lashon in Teisves, so the an account of the aloche, of kol anene biloi broche moal, so menele, the birkas hameitzi, becomes an integral part of the ptie, integral part of the ptie, so menele is mechuyev, to be mivorech, the birkas hameitzi, and the shleimo, because there is a chiyuv. There is a chiyuv, Shabbos, and every Yom Tov. To be bitzeya and shleimo. So, Rav Nachum Mivine says, no, this halacha is, that's an iser. I mean, but the Birkas HaMeitzi, the Birkas HaNenin, is not a necessary step in the physical process of achile. So, Mimele, but there is an iser of moad. So, Mimele, it doesn't become an integral part of the ptzie in regard to the mitzvah of Ptziah Lechemishne. So he doesn't have to recite HaMitzvah Lechemin Oretz and the Shleimo at all. Two, there is a mitzvah of Ptziah. Ptziah consists in the physical Ptziah, not in the broche. Not in the broche. But it has to be recited over the Pruso. Why? Because according to Ranachem Mevine, so in regard to the dim ptzie, mitzad lachem mishne, the terminates for the kasakosov of lichto lachem mishne, so the broche is not an integral part of the ptzie. Mashein kein in regard to the chiyuv ptzie and the matas mitzvah, so there is a hefze of mitzvah. So he has to be bitzei and the hefze of mitzvah and the matzas mitzvah. So the birkas mitzvah becomes an integral part of the ptzie and the hefze of the mitzvah. And since the birkas mitzvah becomes an integral part of the ptzie and the hefze of the mitzvah, so the birkas hameitzi also becomes an integral part, because we see As the ritual in Rosh Hashanah explains the halacha in Rosh Hashanah that Koftes, that kol birkas hanenin, so there is no halacha of yotzei meitzi. There is halacha of yotzei meitzi only in regard to birkas hamitzvah because of arves, but birkas hanenin there is no arves, so it's not, there is no halacha of yotzei meitzi. If I don't have to say a birkas hanenin on a piece of bread for myself, but somebody else has to say a birkas hanenin on a piece of bread or on something else, so I'm not allowed to say the broche for him and be made to him. Birkas HaMitzvah, yes. Suppose somebody else has to put on tefillin, and I'm not putting on tefillin, so I can say the broche of the Niach tefillin or Al Mitzvah tefillin for him, be made to him, because Kol Yisroel Arim and Zelazeh. So that's the aloche. In respect to Birkas HaMitzvah, there's aloche of harvest. In respect to Birkas HaNenin, there is no aloche of harvest. But there is one exception. One Birkas HaNenin, so there is harvest. There is Arves. That's the Birkas HaNenin of Hamitzeh Lechem in Oretz that is recited over the Matzeh Pesach night. So the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah explains it. Why? He says, in view of the fact that there is arves in respect to the birkas, al achilas matzah, and he has to say two broches. So mimele, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, the broch of hametzel lechem min haaretz, that is recited together with the broch al achilas matzah, and the matzah Pesach night also has a status of birkas hametzel. So mimele, Rabbi Nachman Avinah says, Hoyorogi lasis hakelapuso, veinashlimo bo kimishvilechem mishne. So mimele, he doesn't have to recite the birkas hameitzi over the shleimo. But there is a mitzvah of ptzia lechem mishne. Ptzia doesn't include the broche. Broche, that's a spiritual thing. There is a loche of kol hanenebel broche moal, but it's not a necessary step in the physical process of achile. But so then you'll ask, so in regard to the prusa too, it's not a necessary step in the physical process of achile. The answer is, and the prusa, that's the heftze of mitzvah, of be'aref techlomateis. So mimele, the birke, the broche, with the prusa is mikayim the mitzvah of be'aref techlomateis. It's a heftze of mitzvah. So the birkas ha-mitzvah is also an integral part of the Ptzieh, and since the Birkas HaMitzvah is an integral part, so the Brocha of HaMitzvah Lechem Min Haaretz is also considered to be an integral part of the Ptzieh. So he has to say both Broches and the Pruso and on the Shleimo Nazedot. V'yohi hoyorog yolivorech t'chilo Birkas HaMitzvah al shteyen kedem sheyivtza v'rakach mivorech al achilas matzah u'bitzei ha-mishteyen achakach. So you see, where is the first portion in Tesis? Says, Umikol Mokemin Liftziakim al Ashleimo. So there is no actual Ptzie in the Shleimo at all. I mean, in the Pruso at all. Only in the Shleimo. And in the Pruso, it suffices to have a symbolic Ptzie by putting it beneath the Shleimo and by eating from both matzahs in his mouth together, but there is no actual Ptzia on the table in the Pruso, according to the first Lashon in Tesfes. So there is Chilek. V'ovi hoyorog yolivorech t'chilo birkas hameitzi al shteyen, kedem sheyivtza. V'hakach mivorech al achilas matzo, u'bitzia mishteyen, achakach. So there is, says, at first, that he has to be Ptzia from both. There has to be an actual Ptzia before he puts the matzah in the mouth. Veizech vileis me'achasho yisal shteyen upomim mofi kori nafshe miplukte. This last lotion we didn't explain last time. Upomim mofi kori nafshe miplukte v'lo yoreitze lishane yisamine. Why? Because he said that many times he was rog yilivorech t'chila birkas hameitze al shteyen. And he said he didn't involve any Yisrael of an Eisim Yisrael Schiles, not because of Rabbi Menachem Mivines Pshat. Even the second Russian Tesfes, that Ligabi Birkas Hamenin, there is no aloche of an Eisim Yisrael Schiles Schiles. But he didn't say that in regard to Birkas HaNenin there is no aloche of an Eisim Yisrael Chiles Chiles. From the Ri, it's mashma that the Yisrael of an Eisim Yisrael Chiles Chiles applies even to Birkas HaNenin also. Even to Birkas HaNenin also. Now, and what does this Shaila depend on? Now we see here that the second Lashon in Tesfes says, V'nirali do'have brocha shal neni, v'in nikoyim chviles chviles. To a kiddush mivorchim, kiddush birkas hayayin. So the second Lashon Tesis says that lidabi birkas hanenin, the haloche of in eisim mitzvah chviles chviles doesn't apply altogether. But the Ri didn't say that. The Ri said vein ze chviles me'achasho isosh al shteyen. In other words, so the business why it didn't involve the Yisrael of an Eisim Yisrael Chiles Chiles because the broche of the Meitzi was recited over two matzahs, over the Shleimo and the Pruso. The implication being that if the broche of a Meitzi would be recited just over the Pruso together with the broche of Achilas Matzo, then it would involve an Yisrael of an Eisim Yisrael Chiles Chiles. So in other words, there is chilek on the second lotion in Tesfes that ligabi birkas hanenin we don't apply the halacha of this chilek chilek altogether. he holds that it does apply. But in so when would it apply if he would say both brachas? Hamitzvah menorah and achilas matzo exclusively on the pusul, not on the shleimo. Then he would be aveir the iser of an eisim mitzvah. But in as much as he recites the birkas hameitzi, not only on the pusul, on the pusul and the shleimo, on pusul and the shleimo, and the achilas matzo is recited only on the pusul, so mainly is not aveir the iser of an eisim mitzvah. So in other words, so the he holds that the aloha of Neis Mitzvah Schiles Chiles applies to Birkas Hananim. It applies to Birkas Hananim. But in this case, he's not over it because Shoyis Al Shtey, because he recites it not just over the Pruso, but over the Pruso and the Shleimo, whereas Lachilas Matzo is recited only over the Pruso. That's the reason why he's not aveir the Yisrael of Neis Mitzvah. Now, what is Shaila? Why is it that some Rishonim say that the Neis Mitzvah, the Ri among them, applies to Birkas Hananim? And some Rishonim say it only applies to Birkas HaMitzvah, but not to Birkas Hananim. So I think that this depends upon another question that I discussed before, in the previous year. In other words, whether the aloche of kol hanene b'loi broche mo'al involves an iser or just a mitzvah. Now, so we see there is a machlekes v'sheni. There is a machlekes v'sheni. Now, an einen is potter of all mitzvahs. Misha meisei mutu l'pono is potter of all mitzvahs. But he's not potter of isuri. He's not allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat b'loi nitilas yadai. I said that according to the Rambam Shite, that Nitilas Yadayim Bechulun does not involve an Iser, and it's only a mitzvah of Nitilas Yadayim, so then an Einein could eat without washing his hands. But according to those that Nitilas Yadayim involves two aloches, a mitzvah of Nitilas Yadayim, and also an Iser of eating below Nitilas Yadayim, so Mele an Einein is not allowed to eat below Nitilas Yadayim. He has to wash, but can he eat below broche? So the Shulchan Aruch pastens, the Mechaber pastens in Yerdeye, that in Hilchos Aveilos, that he can eat, he has to wash before he eats an einen, but he eats below broche. He eats below broche. So now the Rash in his Perush on Mishnayos of Mai, so he says that he has to say a broche. Now, that depends. If we say that kol hanene b'loi broche mo'al implies an iser, so memeile an einen is not allowed to do isuri. So memeile, that's the Rashi in Mai, that was an iser. And those who say that an einen can eat without making a broche, so they hold that mo'al doesn't mean that there is an iser. Mo'al means that there is an aveir. In other words, just as there is a chiyuv upon a person before he performs a mitzvah to recite the Birkas HaMitzvah, so it doesn't mean that if somebody puts on tefillin or tzitzes without the broche, so he's either a niser in putting on the tefillin without the broche. No, he has an avere, because if he put on tefillin, if he put on tzitzes, he was mechuyev to precede the performance of the mitzvah by the recitation of a broche. And if he didn't, he was mevatel le mitzvah derabonon, in failing to recite the broche before he performed the mitzvah. But there is no iser. So, kol hanene b'loi broche mo'al implies the same thing. In other words, before one is nene, from a maichol, from a mishte, from a reach, so he's mechuyev to say a broche. And if he's nene and he doesn't say a broche before that, so he's mevatel le mitzvah derabonon. So, memele, those rishen who say that Birkas Hanani is not an Iser, it's just a mitzvah. Some may they say the aloha of an Eisim mitzvah chavilas applies. But those Rishenim who hold that it doesn't apply to Birkas Hanani, they hold that it's an Iser. If it's an Iser, like the Rash, then it's an Iser. So maybe if it's an Iser, so in Eisim mitzvah chavilas doesn't apply to Birkas Hanani. So the second Lashon in Teisves here on Broches holds that it's only an Iser. So mele the aloche of an Eisim Mitzvah Chavilas doesn't apply to Birkas Hanani altogether. So even if he will recite the brocha of the Meitzi and Alachilas Matzo just exclusively over the Pusok, so he still will not be Eivir, because that's only a Nisar. So Meile will not be Eivir the Aloche or the Dean of Nis Misuk and Chilu Vilas. The Ri holds that it does apply to Birkas Hanani, because the Ri holds that the Kol Hanani B'lo Broche Moal doesn't imply a Nisar. Only a mitzvah. See, if it's only mitzvah, Birkas HaMitzvah is a mitzvah. And Birkas HaNeni is a mitzvah. So Meile the Aloche of an Eis Mitzvah Shchulis Chavilas applies. But in this case, where he recites the Birkas HaMitzvah over two matzahs, over the Shleimo and the Pruso, then he is not it. Upomi mofi kohi nafshi miplukte. Velo yoreitze lishani saminek. In other words, because there is a machlekes, whether in a case where you recite the birkas, the hamitzah lechem noretz over the pruso, even if you recite it over the pruso and the shleimo, so that there is one shite that it involves an iser of an eisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, so he doesn't want to involve himself in a machlekes, and he didn't want to be mishane de minek. So first he was mivorech al hashleimo tchilo hameitzi, voyo bitzeya ktsas, voyo mafrida. So he made a little cut in the shleimo, but only a slight cut in the shleimo, in order that it shouldn't be detached, it should remain attached. Then, then after he made the Ptzie Ktsas in the Shleimo, so he recited the Broche al Achilas Matzo, and then he was Bitzea Mishtein Yach. So we see from this Ri, that the slight cut did not constitute a sufficient cut. Because if the slight cut, when he started to break off from the Shleimo, leaving it attached, so had constituted a full Ptzie, so why did he have to be Bitzeya Mishtein Yachat? So all he had to do after the recitation of Lachilas Matzo to be Mitzeya from the Pruso. Why Mitzeya Mishtein Yachat? So apparently, the slight cut did not constitute a full cut. Now, if it did not constitute a full cut, so what was the purpose of realizing a slight cut in the Shleimo immediately after the recitation of a Birkas HaMeitzi before the recitation of Achilas Matzah? So what's the purpose? So it has a double purpose. One is in order that there shouldn't be, because there shouldn't be any hefsek whatsoever between the conclusion of the broche and the ptzi. So Mimele, if he wouldn't make a slight cut immediate in the shleimo, immediately after the recitation of the Birkas HaMeitzi, so then there would be a slight hefsek. In other words, the Birkas HaMeitzi would intervene between the broche of the Birkas HaAchilas Matzo, would intervene between the Birkas HaMeitzi and the Ptzi on the Shleimo. And the proper thing is that the Ptzi on the Shleimo should follow immediately after the conclusion of the Birkas HaMeitzi. So that's one purpose. And the other purpose is because the Ri also held that there are two mitzvahs of Ptzi. One mitzvah of Ptzie is mitzad the posik of liktu lechemish. So chayev odom, as the Gemara says in Kol Kisvei, chayev odom lifteya al shnei kikoris. And what does al shnei kikoris mean? So the Rif and the Rosh both say it means shnei kikoris shleimus. So there is a chiyuv of Ptzie on shleimus mitzad Ptzir sakosov of liktu lechemish. Then there is a mitzvah of Ptzie on the Pruso mitzad the post because of course of Lachemeini. So there is a conflict between the two. This is the reason as to why Teisves, the first Lashon in Teisves, said that he has to realize an actual Ptzie in the Shleimo and the symbolic Ptzie in the Pruso. The symbolic Ptzie. So the Ri also held that there are two pties. One is a ptie mitzadik zasakosov of liktu lechem mishne, of being bitea al lechem mishne shleimeis, and another mitzvah of ptie of lechem eini. What does lechem eini mean? As I said last time, it doesn't mean that you have to eat the puso, because whenever you eat the matzah, by the time you swallow it, it's broken up into fragments. So the chiddush of lechem eini is that you have, that even on the table it should be puso. In other words, you have to be bitea. Ani pruso, not ani shleimo. So mimele, the Ri felt certain times that in order to fulfill both ptiyas, on one hand the ptiye on lechem mishne shleimo, and then the ptiye on the pruso, so he must make a partial ptiye on the shleimo before the birkas al achilas matzo. Because if he wouldn't make a partial tzie, a slight cut in the shleimo immediately after the broche of ameitzel lechem min ha'aretz, before the recitation of the broche of achilas matzo, so then he would have to make the whole tzie and the shleimo after the achilas matzo, and after the achilas matzo, so he will have to be b'tzeya the prus also. So the p'tzeya of the pruso along with the p'tzeya of the shleimo after the broche v'achilas matzo would detract from the full fulfillment of the mitzvah of p'tzeya shleimo, because from the point of view of liktu lechem mishne, he has to be b'tzeya on shleilis. Now, if he wouldn't break off even slightly from the shleimo before the broche v'achilas matzo, and he would break off from the shleimo and the pruso after the broche v'achilas matzo, so that would detract from the ptzir of the shleimo, because the mitzvah of liktu lechem mishne implies you have to be tzeya from shleimes, not from pruses, and he is be tzeya from Ishleimo and the Pruso, so it would detract from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ptiyim Neshleimis. Because of that problem, so the first Loshen in Teisves decided that he should not be Bitzeya from the Pruso altogether, just realize a symbolic Ptiyah. But the Ri wasn't satisfied with the symbolic tzie. After all, there is a mitzvah of Lechem Eini, you have to be Bitzeya from the Pruso, so he should realize an actual ptzie in the pruso, not a symbolic ptzie. So how can you realize an actual ptzie in the pruso and an actual ptzie in the shleimo? There will be a conflict, because if he will not realize a partial ptzie in the shleimo before the broche v'achilas matzo, and the whole ptzie of the shleimo and the pruso would take place after the recitation of both broches, so then the ptzieh of the pruso along with the ptzieh from the shleimo would detract from the mitzvah of ptzieh from the shleimo, because he would be ptzieh not from the shleimo alone, but from shleimo and pruso. That would detract from the fulfillment of the mitzvah of ptzieh min ha'shleimo. So he found the solution. He also recite the brocha from ameitzel lechem min ha'aretz, and then before he even recites the broche of achilas matzo, he makes a slight ptzie, voi b'tzeya k'tzas v'loye mafrido, and that ptzie, when he makes the slight ptzie in the shleimo, so then it's not together with the ptzie from the pruso, and then he recites the broche of achilas matzo, and after that he's b'tzeya from both again. So mimele, he doesn't detract from the mitzvah of b'tzeya min ha'shleimo. I think that's already enough on this thing yet. Alright. Now the next Gemara. Afal pishin chareises mitzvah. So the Rabbonon in the Mishnah say that chareises is only because of sakon. And Rabbi Elazar ben Chatzodek says chareises is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. But the Rabbonon say chareises is required, even though it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So the Gemara has the kashe, v'iloi mitzvah, mishumai maiselo. So why does he have to bring it all together if it's no mitzvah? Omar avame mishum kape. So what is kape? So there are two pshat that we learned already. So one pshat kapri is a poison. And Chazeres had a certain poison. Now, what is that poison? I mean, so that poison could be due, I mean, sakone. So that poison could to a certain bacteria, a certain germ that was contained in the Chazeres. So mimele, there was a sakone, and by dipping it in the Chareses, so we remove the poison. Another pshat, the Rach's pshat, is that kapo is a certain kind of a worm that was contained in the Chazeres. So mimele, and by dipping it in the Chareses, that killed, that deadened the worm. So mimele, it removed the sakon. Now, we are not aware of any worm, so it could be that we are not aware, because today, so the government, the law in every country requires that we should spray on all vegetables. So mimele, we don't have, so that worm is not found. But according to the Rach, so kap is a certain worm that likes the Chazeres. In other words, the Chazeres is its host. Now we know that there are many worms that are parasitic, and they like to live in certain vegetables or to live on human tissue, on animal tissue, and on plant tissue. So that kape, according to the Rach Pshat, is that kind of a worm, a parasitic worm. I mean, there are all kinds of such worms, tapeworm, trichina. So kape is this kind of a worm, and there are certain worms we know that are certain, usually, so a parasite likes one host, not different types of hosts. Oh. But there are certain parasites that do not discriminate between hosts. So they like various hosts. So they like, you know, to live on the tissue of plants, on the tissue of pigs, and on the tissue of human beings. So mimele, the kape, could be that kind of a parasite. On one hand, it likes the Chazeres as a host, and when a human being eats the Chazeres, so then this worm likes the human being also as a host. So mimele the Chachomim wa misake that we should dip it in the Chareses, and that will kill this worm. This worm will not be able to reproduce, so mainly there won't be any sakon. All right. Omar Abbas. Kape de chase cham. So, in other words, what's the refui? Mi shochel chazeres, v'cholo, bishvila kape. So, ye chalzon, v'rabi. So, in other words, you should eat radish. So, that will be the refui. Now, kape de chame karp. Mi shochal tzonun, there is a kape, there is a worm that, you know, that attacks, that enters the radishes. So if somebody ate a radish, and because of that, so that worm or that bacteria entered into his organism, so what is refue? Yechal karte. Now, kape di karte chmime. So he has to eat hot water. That's the refue. Kape di kule chmime. Eresh kol yirokeis chamim refue. In other words, because a certain kind of worm might enter all kinds of vegetables, of plants. So mele the refue, there is a general refue. Maim cham. So maim cham, I suppose the heat will kill this worm or this bacteria. All right. Now, ad hoche behoche. But in the interim period, until he's cured, it will take a long time before he's cured. So neime hoche. Kape dachir meloch. I remember you, Shob Nitecho, and your seven daughters, Utamlik alesecho, and your seven daughters-in-law. It sounds like a lachash. Now, but I don't think that that there is any mystical significance inherent in this Maimah Chazal, because in other words, a kape is either a certain bacteria that produces a certain disease, or according to Rachpshat, it's a worm, again, that produces, it's a parasitic worm, that produces a certain disease. Now, if it produces a certain disease, so there are certain things that will emanate from that disease. Every disease has its symptoms. So that's called by the Gemara, the $7. In other words, all kinds of weaknesses, I mean, will emanate from this disease. That's the dollars. Now, a daughter-in-law is adopted, is an adopted child. It's not a natural child. When a person is afflicted with a certain disease, so then there might be all kinds of complications. Not from this disease, but his organism, the resistance is low. Because of a certain disease, so the resistance is low. Once the resistance is low, so then it can become infected or afflicted with other diseases. So that's daughters-in-law. I mean, that's adopted crank, you see. So daughters, that's the natural crank. But the complications that arise as a result of the low resistance in the organism, so all kinds of complications might arise. So this is what the Gemara says. Ad hoche v'hoche, all right, until he'll be cured completely, so many days might elapse, and all kinds of things might happen, all kinds of complications. What kinds of complications? First of all, certain complications emanating from the disease itself, and then other complications might arise because his resistance will be low, so he might become infected with other diseases, other germs will attack him. So the complications that will arise, that will emanate from the disease itself, that's called bantach, the dollars. The complications that will arise as a result of another disease that might overtake him because of the low resistance, that's not as well. I'm not trying to intimate anything derogatory against daughters or daughters in law. Reb Lezer v'Reb Tzodik Meir mitzvah. My mitzvah, Reb Levi Meir zeicha litapuach, v'Reb Yechanan Meir zeicha litit. Litapuach, so Rashi says, so here is Meir Mishom, below Yitzev, so Yakiru, v'hem Mitzrim, v'chsiv tachas atapuach v'ratichu. So as a zeicher for that, so we have to have the charesis according to Rabbi Zabrachot. And Rabbi Yechanan says the charesis is a mitzvah as a zeicher litit. Omer Rabaye, hilkach tzorich likluye v'tzorich v'smuche. So in other words, he has to flavor it and he has to thicken it. So, likluye means to flavor it, and lismucha means to thicken it. Likluye, why does he have to flavor it? Zeicha litapuach. Tzorich lismucha, he has to thicken it, make it viscous, zeicha litit. Tani kavosed Rabbi Yechanan, tavlin zeicha litavin. Charese zeicha litit. Omer Rabbi Lezer Batzodek, kacho yoimrin, tagrech rach shebirushalayim. So Rashi says, tagrech rach shebirushalayim, chemvonim. Hayesh v'meitzel chalimseim, u'meichrim, k'moy meitzis v'nacharakim. Boyut u'lochem tavlin l'mitzvah. Now, so the Gemara here says that it's mitzvah according to Rav Lezer v'Rav Tzodik. And it's echel etapuach according to Rav Lezer v'Rav Tzodik. Teeth according to Rav Lezer v'Rav Tzodik. The implication being that according to the Rabbanon, so it's not mitzvah, so it's only mishum sakonet in order to remove the detrimental effects of the kapo. So it's not a mitzvah. Now the Rambam, der Rambam der Gesein, wir kommen zum Maße auch in Dalef sind es Fallops. Hachareises mitzwa mit der Seifri. Zeichal iti cho yoiv din beim Mitzray. Vechitza adueis, vechitza teisne iso, lekhim tmorim, o kreikres, o tzimukim, vechayetze ben, vidersin iso, vineisno iso, vineisno iso, chemetz, umtavlin iso, vitavlin, tmoitit, viteven, umibin iso, ashukho mele apesach. So it seems that the Rambam paskens like a blazer of Rapsodik. Now, the Rambam Mishneh raises a question. The Rambam Pirusha Mishneh says that Aloha is not like a blazer of Rapsodik. Vacharesis, the Rambam says in Pirusha Mishneh, Hutareve sheyesh beikiu. Udmustev, it has a strong flavor, and it also is viscous, like tevel. Vizeh zeichalitit. Vanachnu eisin eisei, kach, sheirin teinim, uitmorim, umvashlin eison, vidochin eison, ad sheyirtevu, viloshin hakel bechemetz, vineisni beishibeles, neyod oizei, vchayitzeben, bilishchukim, viravleza ben tzodekei meir, chareises mitzveh, lidaitei shechayev odom, as a person with the word, has shown to say to one or Achilles Chareises, Vein Aloch. Vein Aloch. Aloch is not like Chablaz of Rapsodi. But the Rambam in the Chaschom is a Matzo, in the Chazoko, he paskens like Chablaz of Rapsodi. He paskens like Chablaz of Rapsodi. So the Talach Mishnah says that the Rambam was Chayze. Now, the Nitziv in his Sefer, as name Remi, not in the Chuvis. So, the other Nitziv is in the Chuvis, in the Shivdova, that I mentioned at the beginning of the Shia. But this is in the same Remi. So he says a simple thing. I mean, not that the Rambam was Chayzer. That the Rambam holds that the Rabbonim of Rabbi Zohar Tzodik are also made that Chareises is a Nitziv. And you see that the Roshan of the Rambam in the Perusha Mishneh is very peculiar. I mean, it indicates that. Because if the Rambam had held that there is a machlokes between Rabbonon and Rablezer Reb Tzodek, and the question as to whether Chareises is a mitzvah or Chareises is just a means to eliminate the sakone of the kape, so why does he have to say? Why does he have to say, V'rab Lezer ben Tzodek Eimer, Chareises mitzvah litaitei, Shechayev odom livorech, as Rishon Tzveiso, V'tzivon alachilas Chareises. Who is discussing here broche? Who mentioned broche here? Let's say there is a broche. All right, if it's a mitzvah, there should be a broche. Why shouldn't there be a broche? But who is discussing here broche? Whenever the Rambam mentioned that there is a certain mitzvah, so the Rambam mentions there is a broche, when the Rambam in Hilchos Broches, when he discusses the year of Birkas HaMitzvah, so he says broche. If somebody wants to put on tefillin, he wants to sit in the sukkah, so he says a broche. But who is discussing broche here? He's discussing the Mishneh, Reb Lezer ben Tzodek, Eimer Chareises Mitzvah. So why does all of a sudden does he say Lidaitei Shechayev Odom Livorech Shon Tzis Tzivonu Al Achilas Chareises? So the Tziv says it's mashma from this version of the Rambam Perush HaMishneh that the Rambam held that everybody agrees there is a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah. Even the Rabbonon of Rabbi Zohar ben Tzodek agree that there is a mitzvah. But and that's exactly the pshat in the Loshon HaMishneh. kommenden Menschen haben Shabbos Mitzvah in order to be to show that they are chilek Rabbeinu Zalman. No, but the pshat is the Rabbonon. Everybody agrees that there is a mitzvah. But when the Rabbonon say Avol Pishicharesis Mitzvah, they mean it's not a mitzvah like Morer that requires a broche. It's not a mitzvah like Morer that requires a broche. So, but it's still a mitzvah. So, but Tzadik Eimer, no, it's a mitzvah with Neatzmo, like Morer, like Matze. I mean, so it's a mitzvah with Neatzmo, it requires a broche as well. Now, so, but this is what the Nitziv says, and that's the plain pshat in the Rambam. But the Nitziv adds one thing. He says, why isn't there a broche? Why, after all, if the Rabbonon are also made it, that Chareises is a mitzvah, and why is it a mitzvah? For the same reason that Rabbi Tzadik says, mitzvah, zeichalitit, zeichalitapuach, so it's a mitzvah. So why doesn't it require a broche? So Nitziv says, for the same reason that Nitilas Yodayim Achreines, after the meal, doesn't require a broche. Why? Because it's Mishum Sakone, Mishum Melach Zeinis. Now, Rabbi Yehine says that in Nitilas Yadayim Achreines, in other words, after the Sudeh, so besides Sakone, there is another mitzvah. Because of the Droshe, the Asmachte, of Yiskadishtem V'Yisem Deishim, V'Yiskadishtem Melumayim Rishenim, V'Yisem Deishim Melumayim Achreinim. So Rabbi Yehine says, in regard to Mayim Rishenim, that there is a mitzvah, besides Strach Trumo, which implies a Niser. So there is a mitzvah of Gdushe, of Nikius, and that's the Asmachte, Vizkadishtem, and he says the same thing in regard to Mayim Achreinim, because the Gemara in Broches and Yichum says, Vizkadishtem Elo Mayim Rishenim, Vizemdeshim Elo Mayim Achreinim, Mayim Achreinim. So there is an Asmachte for Mayim Achreinim too. That's not because of Sakone. What has Vizemdeshim to do with Sakone? With Malazemis? So there are two halachas in Mayim Achreinim according to Rabbi Yehine. One is because of Sakone, and one because of the Asmachte of Nikius of Yisemdeshim. Now that's the reason as to why so many Rishenim Achilik and Teisveshite. Teisveshite is that today that Malazemis is not Motsu Beneinu, so we don't have to do Mayim Achreinim altogether. But the other Rishenim, it's today is in Shulchan Aruch, whether today Mayim Achreinim is obligatory or not. Why do many Rishenim say that even today, what Melach Deimis is not Motsu, so it's still obligatory because of Rabbi Yehine Shite, that there is an Asmachte of Yisem Deishim, of Nikius, of Mayim Achreinim, besides the Sakone of Melach Deimis. And so the question arises, according to Rabbi Yehine, now the Rabbi Shite is that there is a Brocha Mayim Achreinim, but all the other Rishenim are Chilik, and the whole Rabbi Yehine is also Chilik, and he holds that there is no brocha mayim achreinim. Why shouldn't there be a brocha mayim achreinim? After all, there is a mitzvah beside the sakone. And the removal of the sakone, we don't recite the brocha. But beside the sakone. So the Nitziv says, it's a raya that wherever a certain act is required because of sakone, even though it's required for another reason, so there is no brocha. So that's the reason as to why the Rabbonon say Eina mitzvah, don't mean Eina mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah like Morer that requires a broche. Why not? Because it is required for the purpose of removing a sakone. So maybe there is no broche. But Rabbi Tzadik says that there is a broch. Now, so this, now the Nitziv doesn't mention Rabbi Yehine, he just mentions the raya from Mayim Achreinim, but the raya is only according to Rabbi Yehine Shite. According to other Rishenim, so there is no raya. But according to Teisve Shite, that the whole purpose of Mayim Achreinim is to remove the sakone, and today that Melach Zeimis is not Motsu, so there is no chiyuv of Mayim Achreinim, so there is no raya. But I think that the Nitziv means the raya according to Rabbi Yehine Shite. But according to the other Rishonim, not Rabbi Yehuda, so we have no raya that wherever a certain mitzvah is required for an additional reason in order to remove a sakone, so then there is no broche, even though it's a mitzvah. Even though it's a mitzvah. So, and then, how about the Raivet? The Raivet says, in the name, there is a broche. So, here the certain of broche, so we can say the Raivet is Chelik and the Rambam. I mean, the Raivet holds that according to Rabbanan Kamas Vatzodik, there is no mitzvah of Chareis altogether. But I think we don't have to resort to this. I mean, of course, the Nitziv is right. I mean, that according to the Rambam, so the Rabbanon of Rabbeza Bereb Tzodek, also agree that there is a mitzvah. Why a mitzvah? Because of Zichalit Apuach. For the same reason that it's a mitzvah according to Rabbeza Tzodek. But, why isn't there a broche? So, it's mistaber that according to the Rambam, the Rabbanon and Rabbeza Bereb Tzodek are chilik as to the essence of the mitzvah. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzodek, so Chareises is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Let's say he doesn't have Chazaras, he doesn't have more. He couldn't get more. But he can have Chareises. So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzodek, he would mechuyev to have Chareises and need Chareises. Even though he cannot use the Chareises in order to dip in it the more. Because it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. It also has another purpose to remove the kape, all right? But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzodek, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. With chazares or without chazares, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. Zecher l'tit and zecher l'tapuach. According to Rabbanon of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzodek, they also agree that we have to have chareises, zecher l'tapuach and zecher l'tit. But according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzodek, so chareises is a mitzvah, is a concomitant of morav, even without the sakon. Even without a sakone. But as a concomitant, zechalitit, it's a mitzvah. Zechalitit, zechalitit, tapuach. But not as a mitzvah of neatzmo. As a concomitant of morer. So if you have morer, so then you have to dip the morer in the chareis. Whether there is a sakone or there is no sakone. I don't even know whether today there is a sakone. Maybe because the spraying that is done on all the plants, so maybe there is no sakone today, but it doesn't matter. Even without a sakone, there is a mitzvah of chareises as a concomitant of more. So mele there is no broche, because it's only as an incident of more, so there is no broche. Masheinke, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzodek, so chareises is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. If chareises is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, so mele with more or without more, so we have to eat it and we have to say a broche. So the Rambam says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzodek, we have to say asher kishonim mitzvaso mitzvonu al achilas chareises. We have to eat chareises. We have to eat chareises, and maybe according to Rabbi Elazar ben Tzodek, it will not be enough. Of course, he could be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas chareises, even if it is not taken separately, if it is eaten together with the more, but only if it is dipped so much in the chareises, in the more, that there is a substantial chareises to eat. But if it is just dipped lightly in the chareises, now I mentioned in the previous year that there is a machlikas rishenim whether we pass in the tzorich lishkuye or in tzorich lishkuye. So there are many rishenim who say the Rambam, the roch pass in the tzorich lishkuye. So it's not enough to make a superficial dipping in chareises. So the roch pass. So that we have to plunge it completely. But according to the Rambam, you don't have to plunge it in chareises. You can just make a superficial dipping. So, if we say that chareises is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, it has to be an achile. So there has to be substantial. Maybe there is even a halacha of kazayis, because the Rambam says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzodek, so he has to say a brocha shon tzveisa v'tzivonu al achilas chareises. Maybe there is even a halacha of kazayis of chareises. But if there is a kazayis of the chareises, and the morer, because the morer was dipped in it, so then it will be mekayim the mitzvah. then we kind of mitzvah. But if there is very little chareses, he will not even be kind of mitzvah. But according to the Rabbanon, that chareses is a mitzvah, but not as a mitzvah b'fnatzmo, but as a concomitant of morer. So even without kazayis, I mean, today no one is makpid that there should be on the morer, there should be a kazayis of chareses. But the shittes of the Rambam is that both agree that chareses is a mitzvah. But the Chabad of Rabbi Tzol, why a mitzvah? Besides the sakone of kape. Why the mitzvah? Because zechel eti, zechel litapuach. But according to Rabbi Zabar Tzodek, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. He could be mikayimet together with the morer. Even if he doesn't eat morer for some reason, so he has to eat it b'fnei atzmo, and according to Rabbanon, it's a mitzvah only as a concomitant of chareses. All right, now I would like to have another shiur.
18th shiur in Pesachim, Arvei Pesachim.
But we'll just go over the Mishnah again, explain it. Rab Gamliel Yemir, Kol Shli Omar Shlishit Vorehi LePesach, Boyotzi LeChivosi. Ve'ilahein, Pesach Matzul Mor. Pesach, על שום שפוסח עמוקים על בודדיסים ממצרים, שנאמר ואמרתם זה לפסח הוא עד השם, מצו על שום שניגול עביסים ממצרים שהיו מספוצי כאשר יצאו ממצרים. מור העיר על שום שמור המצרים מסחי עביסים ממצרים. Now, so, this Mishnah, Rav Gamliel says, first of all, that if he doesn't express the timing of Pesach and Matzah Moreh, so he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim completely. But the Rambam in Milchameis, in Broches, he says that Voyotzi Chivosei does not only imply that he has not fulfilled the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim completely, but even the mitzvah of Matzah he hasn't fulfilled completely. Why? What has the discussion of the time of matzah to do with the mitzvah of Be'er Avtich L'Matzeis? So it's because of the Gzeres HaKosuv of Lechem Eini. Lechem She'einim Bo'idvorim Harvei. So that means that with Achilas Matzah, he is also Mikayim a Persume Nise. By eating the matzah, he is Mifars in the Nes. That's another aspect in Achilas Matzah. So in order to be Mikayim, the mitzvah of Pesume Nise through Achilas Matzah, so he must couple the Achilas Matzah with the declaration of the time of Matzah. So, and the Ramban in Muhammad mentions it in the discussion of the Abay of the Gemara, whether Noshim are Mechuyev in the Kesamoz in the Raisa or not. So there, Agaburche, he mentions this. He says there that many times we find in the Mishnah an expression, and it doesn't mean that he hasn't fulfilled a mitzvah altogether. It means he hasn't fulfilled it completely. But, Bishleimus, but he still has a kima mitzvah. So as an example, he cites this Mishnah. Ha'itochen, says the Ramban, that if somebody eats matzah Pesach night, but he doesn't couple it with the declaration as to why he eats matzah, that he hasn't fulfilled any mitzvah. He certainly fulfilled the mitzvah, but he hasn't fulfilled the bishleimus. So still, the Tana uses the expression l'yotzei l'chevosei. So that's a raya, that l'yotzei l'chevosei does not necessarily mean that he didn't fulfill any mitzvah. Anyway, so we see a big chiddush in the Ramban, that l'yotzei l'chevosei does not only mean that he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Tzipo Yitzias Mitzrayim completely, but even the mitzvah of Matzah he hasn't fulfilled completely. Alright. So he has to mention the term of Pesach Matzah Mor. So, Pesach, al shim shepotzach l'shboch ha-bura v'seinu mitzrayim, shenel amartem zelach Pesach hu ha-vishem. Asher posk, Matzah al shim shenigol ha-vishenu mitzrayim, shenema v'yeyipo esabotzeik, asher hitziu mitzrayim, so we say that the reason as to why we eat matzah is because they had no time to ferment the lechem. So that's the reason as to why we eat matzah. Now, the question arises, how can the Tanna say that the reason as to why we eat matzah Pesach is because the Jews had no time to ferment Lisa? The implication being that if they had the time, so then they would be allowed to do it, but the Torah was Mazir al Chometz in Mitzrayim. So the Ram and the Ri Matu al Shushan Igolu Shenema Vayif was Sabotzi Vil Yochlu Ismameya Shil Yochlu Ismameya Hoyomach Mitzin Eisei Di Pesach Mitzrayim Winoa Galalailo Vyeim Kedi Isen Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is called the second half of Psochim, the part of Psochim that deals with Kochi. So that's called Pesach Sheni by the Sheni. So he means Daf Tzadik Vov on the base. Ulimocho hoyumitorim bimocha uvichomitz ulifichoch ilu yochlu lismameya hechmitzu yisesayem litzirach mocho shelo yuhuzaru bipal yiroye elo mitteich shelo yuhuzaru bipal yiroye elo mitteich shelo hoyolem pnai opu matzo vizeiche alei segulo nitztaru bachilas matzo. So apparently the Ran was disturbed by this member of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the reason as to why we eat matzah on Pesach is because in the first Pesach, so the Jews were not able to bake chametz because the Mitzrim expelled them. The implication being that if the Mitzrim had not expelled them, so then they would have eaten chametz in the first Pesach, but they were commanded not to eat chametz. So the Ran says, two they were commanded not to eat chometz. But in the first Pesach, so they were forbidden to eat chometz only the first day, on the 15th of Nisan. But the 16th of Nisan, they were allowed to eat chometz. So Mimele and Bal Yiroye, they were not muzer altogether. Even though in the parasha of Boi, Bal Yiroye is mentioned, but that was not mentioned Ligabe Pesach Mitzrayim, that was mentioned for the other Psochim, not Pesach Mitzrayim, for theirs. But in Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no Yisr of Bal Yiroye. But they were Muzer to eat Chometz the 15th, but not Kol Shiva. Kol Shiva, they were not Muzer. Now, so if the Mitzri had given the Jews more time, so then they would have fermented the Yisr, and they would have eaten it on the 16th. But on account of the fact that the Mitzrim washed them out, so they had no opportunity to bake chometz even for the 16th. So this is why we say Matzu Shoneichli Al Shemo Al Shum Shel Hispik Mitzekam Shalaviseinu Lachmitz. Because if it had been Hispik, if it had been his peak, so then there wouldn't be any Yisr of Chometz Lideres. Why was there an Yisr of Chometz Lideres? Because of his peak, but they were Nitztave before the incident of Gigir Shem Mitzrayim, not to eat Chometz. So they were Nitztave before the incident of Gigir Shem Mitzrayim, not to eat Chometz on the 15th. But they were allowed to eat chometz on the 16th. And they were not able even to eat chometz on the 16th because of Gershom Mitzrayim. So that's the reason as to why Lideres, we are not allowed to eat chometz all 7 days. This is what the Ran says. So the Ran says here that in Pesach Mitzrayim, the Jews were allowed to eat chometz after the 15th. Only on the 15th they were not allowed. They were not allowed to eat chometz, and they're not allowed to do melocha on the 15th. But after the 15th, called Shiva, the other 6 days of Pesach, they were allowed to eat chometz, and they were allowed to do melocha. In other words, let's say Shvi Shal Pesach, in Pesach Mitzrayim, they were allowed to do melocha. And Bal Yiroye, they were not muzer altogether. He has to say that, because assuming that they were muzer on Bal Yiroye the first day, so then the same question would arise, how can we say that the reason as to why they did not bake chometz is because Kigir Shem Mitzrayim? The implication being that if they hadn't been driven out, by the Mitzrim, so then they would have baked chometz. But they wanted stave and bal yeroe. How could they bake chometz? So they couldn't bake chometz even to be used on the 16th, because they wouldn't be allowed to have it in their possession on the 15th. So the Melech is forced to come to the conclusion that in Pesach Mitzrayim there was no Yiseh of bal yeroe altogether, not even on the 15th. Not even on the 15th, but they were muzeh to eat chometz on the 15th. This is the Rav. Now, in the Gemara, now he mentions the Gemara in Pesach Sheni, that means Daf Tzadik Vov. Daf Tzadik Vov, Amud Beis. Now turn to the Gemara, Daf Tzadik Vov. Now the Mishnah Tzadik Vov Amud Aleph says as follows: Ma bin Pesach Mitzrayim li Pesach Eretz, Pesach Mitzrayim ekhe mibosek. So on the 10th, they had to get it. The say, Vitor nazoye, v'avnezeizei, v'avamashkei, v'ashni amzuzeiz, v'nechal d'chipozei, b'laylo echot, u'pesach deirei, snei kolshim. So the Mishnah says here in effect, that Pesach Mitzrayim was only b'laylo, and Pesach Deire is in Eikol Shin. So the Gemara, the second line from the end of the Omen, that's the Kvogo Medale, who Pesach Deire is in Eikol Shin, Amai Koi, Ilei Ma Pesach, that the Achilas Pesach is Kol Shivo, Pesach Kol Shivo Mihike, with Deire is, so there is two Achilas Pesach, is Pesach night, the night of the 15th, that's all, El Achomets. So that means that in Pesach Deireis, so the Issa Chometz is Neikol Shit. Is Neikol Shit. Michlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad Mishloi, because the Mishnah mentions the contrast between Pesach Deireis and Pesach Mitzrayim. So Pesach Deireis, the Mishnah says, the Issa Chometz is Neikol Shiva. That means that in Pesach Mitzrayim, the Issa Chometz was not Neikol Shiva. El Laila Echad Mishloi, Vatanye, so that means only Laila Echot. So Laila Mishloi Vatanye Rabbi Yitzchak Vilayner Minayin Li Pesach Mitzrayim Shei Chimutzinei Galoyei Vechot Talmim Alu Yochel Chometz Visomich. Like the next pasuk says Hayim Atim Yitz. So the whole day was also Chometz, not only the night, the whole day. And here he says Laila Echot, only the night, not even the day of the 15th. El Hochemon. Laila Echot. So the Gemara says that when the Mishnah says Laila Echot, it has reference not to this Chometz, it has reference to the Korban Pesach. So that was only the Achilles Korban Pesach, was only the Laila, the Laila of the 15th. V'yohadin l'Pesach Deiretz. V'chimutzei kol ayei. U'Pesach Deiretz. Nei kol shim. Pesach Deiretz nei kol shim. So, in other words, so Rabbi Yitzchak really says here that in Pesach Mitzrayim, the Yisr of Chometz was neig only the 15th. Now, and there is no one who is here. This is the reason as to why the Ran mentions Kimivuah of Pesach Sheni. That's a divorce. Now, so in our Gemara, no Tane is mentioned who says that even Pesach Mitzrayim, the Issa Chometz was named for Shiva. However, in the Tisefte, so in our text, in the Tisefte, so it's not mentioned that any Tame is Chilek. That any Tame is Chilek, Am Rav Yisei Aguil. At the end of Perik Ches in the Tisefte of Psoche Halocha Ches Eilu Dvor Sheshove Behem Pesach Mitzrayim Pesach Deres Pesach Mitzrayim Begimul Kiteis Pesach Deres Kayetzme Pesach Mitzrayim Ema Beis Etomim Zohar Ben Shono Pesach Deres Kayetzme Pesach Mitzrayim nema bei was sie um nat beker. Pesach der is kayitz be. Ke is a gruim ei mer ani shloi. Nesa khomes mit Mitzrayim im ba. Shnema li yoch kham hayim atem yitz. Pesach Mitzrayim to shi o pesach der to shi. So, according to this girl said, the way it appears in our text, there is no tanin with chilkan at this agreement. However, in the Disefte of Tzukamangel, and as a matter of fact, the Iragonus says the same years. Iragonus, Pesach Mitzrayim Nei Kol Shiva, Pesach Deireis Kayetzevei. And in the Disefte of Tzukamangel, I think it even says, Divrei Chachom, Rabbi Yitzhi Aglili Eimei, Rabbi Yitzhi Aglili Eimei, Eimer ani shalenesa chomet mitzrayim al yimach. Yimach. So in other words, so there is one girse. So in one, according to one girse that is after, there is no machlekes. No one is chelik on Rebbe Yitzhagel. Apparently, the Ram and the Riv had the same girse as in our text. But according to another girse, so there is a machlekes between Chachomim, the Rabbonon, and Rabbi Yitzhagel. So according to, so the Gemara mentions just Rabbi Yisagwil. Gemara mentions just Rabbi Yisagwil. Why doesn't the Gemara mention the Rabbanon? Because the Gemara didn't have to mention the Rabbanon. Only because at first it was assumed that the Mishnah, when it says, Pesach Deir is Nei Kol Shiva, is in contrast to Pesach Mitzrayim is only Laila Echot. So it is, at first it was assumed by the Gemara that it has reference to the Issa Chometz. So then it would follow that the Issa Chometz in Pesach Mitzrayim was not even made the whole day of the 15th, only the night of the 15th. So the Gemara cited the price of Rabbi Issa Aglili because even according to Rabbi Issa Aglili, the Issa Chometz was made l'chol apoches, the whole day. So the Mishnah cannot accord even with Rabbi Yisagwil. So the Gemara didn't have to cite the Chachomim. But in the name, the Chachomim Achilik and Rabbi Yisagwil. And if the Chachomim Achilik and Rabbi Yisagwil, so the Allah is like the Chachomim. Now since the Ram says it, mentions it as a double portion, that in Pesach Mitzrayim, the Issa Chometz was only laid on the 15th, so it is obvious that the Ram had the same girse in the Disept as our text. But So the Ramban, apparently, the Ramban was baffled by this difficulty. Here it's mashma, that the reason as to why the Jews did not eat chometz, it was because kigeyoshum mitzrayim, the implication being that if they hadn't been driven out by the Mitzrayim, they would eat chometz, they would bake chometz, but the Ribbono Shel Olam forbade them to eat chometz before the incident of Gershom Mitzrayim. So the Ramban says that Al Shem Osit, true, they wanted staven not to eat chometz, and they wanted staven not to eat chometz called Shiva. It's mashma from the Ramban. They wanted staven not to eat chometz called Shiva. But why were they mitzave before the incident of Yitzias Mitzrayim, not to eat chometz kol shivo al shemosit? Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam knew that they would be driven out, so because of that, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was mitzave them not to eat chometz. But in Yochaname, they were mitzave al chometz kol shivo. Now, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says to the Yisa chometz, the Issa Chometz is only Yom Echad in Pesach Mitzrayim, only the 15th. That's Rabbi Yisagwili. And the Ramban had the Girse. The same Girse as in the Tzukamandl's Tisefte. So, in other words, that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yisagwili and the Chachomim, whether in Pesach Mitzrayim they were Mitzuveh and Chometz just the 15th day or all the 15 days. Now, the Maram Chalev, the Maram Chalev, and Al Gimoy. So he says that Pesach Mitzrayim, they were mitzvah and chometz only the night of the 15th. only the night of the 15th, not the day of the 15th. Now, this is contrary to the Gemara, because the Gemara at first had a Havamim, that the Pshat of the Mishneh, Pesach Mitzrayim Vayelechot, and Pesach Deira is called Shivo, as reference to the Issachomets. So the Gemara asks, but Rabbi Yisi Hagwili says that it's Neik Yemechot, it's Neik Yemechot. So the Maram Chalev is contrary to the Gemara Daf Tzadik Vov. ותאי רבי יצחק אומר מנין פסוק צאין שכם מצנאי אלו ימחות נאו דצלח and that gemore so the tzlach says is mechadish a very big chidish and we have to say that the Maram Chalev will agree with that chidish of the tzlach he says that einoch name that in Pesach Mitzrayim apparently the tzlach didn't know of the other girls in the sefte that the chachom machirik and Rabbi Yitzchak Lili. So he took it for granted that according to everybody in Pesach Mitzrayim they were only mitzvah yimechot. But he says they were allowed to eat on the morning of the 15th. They were allowed to eat chametz. They allowed to eat chametz, but they didn't have chametz because kigershim Mitzrayim. But they were allowed to eat chametz. They were only mitzvah in the night. But the Gemara says. Rabbi Yitzchak Lili says, "Minayim lePesach Mitzrayim sheichinu tzinei gal yimechot," and with that the Gemara refuted the pshat in the Mishneh that Pesach Mitzrayim is laylo echod, is a chometz is only laylo echod. No, it's nei kol ayim kule, laylo endgame. So he says, just as gabi kochi, so the halacha is that the laylo is elech achayim. The laylo is ilach achayei. So mele until matan Torah. So also the laylo was ilach achayei. So true, Rabbi Yisi Agnili says, minayin li Pesach Mitzrayim, sheinchin mutzinei al yimechot. So what it means? So with that the Gemara refuted the original pshat in the Mishneh that Pesach Mitzrayim laylo echot, and it has reference to the Issachometz. No, it's the Pesach Mitzrayim, the Issachometz was Neik, Lailo, and Yei. But it's not Lailo and Yei, the night of the 15th and the day after the night. But it's the night of the 14th and the night following the 14th. But Aloha is that the day follows the night, not the night follows the day. So he says, just as Ligabi Kochim, so even after Matan Torah. So the day follows the night, so until Matan Torah, so even Ligabe the Issa Chometz of Yemechot, so the night followed the day. So Mimele, they were Muzer and Chometz on the 14th in Pesach Mitzrayim. They were Muzer and Chometz on the 14th and the night of the 15th. But the day of the 15th, they were not Muzer, but they didn't eat any Chometz, because they didn't have any Chometz, Kigeresh of Yitzchak. So we have to say that Maram Chalev agrees with the Tzlach's Chiddush. Alright. Now, Moreh al Shim Shemor HaMitzrim Shchai HaVisim Mitzchayim, Shenema Abay Moreh Shchayim, Bichol Deir Vodeir, Chayiv Odom Liris Esatzmei, Kilu Yotzom Mitzchayim, Shenema Vigadito Levin Chol Vayemahu Leimeir, Bavuzeh Osa Lishem Li Bitzesim Mitzchayim. לפיכך אנחנו היום ובאידס לאל שביח לפוי אלכם לעד ובוא לאל הקלס ומי שעושו אביסים לבוא לספן ישמעילו ויצרונו מאביס לחירוס מיוגי לשמחו מיוויון תיב מאפילו ליוגודו משיבדליקו לנו לפונוב הלוקיו עד איך אנו אימא בשם האימרים עד אימא בוא נמסמיכו ובסילו לאימרים עד חלום של מיינמות So according to Bishamai, so on the second course, you just say the first chapter of the Halakh. Bitzis Yisrael Mitzrayim, you don't recite. You don't recite on the second course. That is recited on the fourth course. So you start with B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, not with Loilon, according to Bisham. But B'zil say, At halom Yishol Mani Moit. So that means that according to B'zil, so you recite on the second course, you recite the two chapters of Halel, the first and the second. And then on the fourth course, you start with Loilon. Now, what is the machlokes? Why does Bishamai say that you recite just the first chapter of Halal? Halukyo. But you taste his oil, you don't recite. Taste his oil, you recite together with Loilon and the fourth course. And according to Bisilel, and according to Bisilel, you recite the taste his oil and the second course. So Yerushalmi, right after this Mishnah, says as follows. Omru lehem Bishamai. Bishamai said to Bisilel, V'chiyotzu Yisroel min Mitzrayim, she'u maskir yitzias Mitzrayim. How can he recite on the second course? On the second course. Yitzias Yisroel Mitzrayim, the yitzias Mitzrayim did not as yet take place. Did not as yet take place. What it means, not yet setting place, it took place thousands of years ago. But in other words, thousands of years ago, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so until Chatzos, the Mitzrim didn't even give them rishus to leave Mitzrayim. But at Chatzos, when the Makas Peres took effect, so then the Mitzrim started to rush the Israelites out of Mitzrayim. That was the Chippozei, so at Chatzeis, so the Chippozei Mitzrayim took place. And then, when did they leave? They left after dawn. So that was the Chippozei in Yisrael. Chippozei in Yisrael. Now, there is machlekes between Rabbi Zamazariah and the Chachomim, whether the Pesach is Nechal at Chatzeis, or the whole night. So the Gemara in Brocha says that the machlekes can say, Ki b'chippozei yotzoset. So according to Rabbi Zamazariah, it has reference to Chippozei in Mitzrayim. When they rushed the Israelites out of Mitzrayim, that was at Chatzeis, and according to Rav Akiva, the Rabbon of Rabbi Zamazariah, so Chippozei means Chippozei Yisrael. When did the Jews leave? In the morning. In the morning. So that means, so Bishamai said to Bisilel, how can he recite Bitzeis Yisroel, which is expressive of the incident of Yitzias Mitzrayim over the first, over the second course, but thousands of years ago in the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, before Chatzos, there was no Yitzias Mitzrayim as yet. How about, so, V'chiyotzu Yisroel Mitzrayim, she'u maskir Yitzias Mitzrayim? That took place, so the Komedo says, explains it. That took place after Chatzos. Now, when he recites the beginning of Hallel over the second course, that is before the Chatzos. That is before Chatzos. So how can he say Bitzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim? So Mele, that means that he has to, according to Bishamai, he should just recite the first chapter, and the first chapter of Hallel does not deal with the Yitzias Mitzrayim directly. And Bitzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim will be recited together with Loilonu, and that will be after Chatzos, over the fourth course. So that will be after Chatzos. That's how it appears from the Gomei that they explain the Yerushalmi. It's a very strange Yerushalmi. The Chiyotzi Yisroel Mitzrayim, Shemaskitz is Mitzrayim, Omru Lohem, Bisilel, Yilu Mamtin Atris Agever, Adai Lo Yigiu Lechotzi Gulo. Heich maskir in gulov, adayim in nigulov, al yotzol b'chotze ayeim, shenem avayim, ve'etzem ayim azei, tzal shem zne Yisroel, v'geimea, elo, mikim she'yisro b'mitzvah, emol merei. So we still say, so what you suggest, Bishama, that he should say, he betays Yisroel, together with Loi Lonu, over the fourth verse, and that will be, according to you, after Chatzos. And then it's all right? And after Chatzos, they already emerged from Mitzrayim. They emerged from Mitzrayim only in the daytime. So what do you gain by requiring him to recite Bitzeis Yisroel Mitzrayim over the fourth course, which will be recited after Chatzos? But you don't gain. It still does not correspond. It still wouldn't correspond with the Zman of the Yitzhiya of the Yisroel in Mitzrayim, because that happened in the daytime. So then you should require him to recite it over the fourth course after dawn. I mean, no, of course, after dawn you cannot do it. So Bishamay will be made that you cannot do it after dawn. Now, what is the Machlokes? What is the Machlokes? Now, I mentioned several times, Popachir, other showing, that, so, I mentioned the Rabbi Goel, the Sheet of the Rabbi Goel. Now, there is a Machlokes Mishayim, as to whether we say Broche on the Hallel Nagot. Whether we say broche, Shom Tzitzom Tzivon, Ritmeresal, whether we say broche on the Hallowing Dagot. So there is a Shittes Rishenim that we say. But most Rishenim say that we don't say broche on the Hallowing Dagot. Why not? So various reasons are given. The Ram mentions in the name of Rabbi Goyen that the reason as to why we don't say broche, Shom Tzitzom Tzivonu, so a litmer is a hallel, and the hallel in the Haggadah, even though we do say Birkas HaMitzvah, and the hallel, and all the chagim when we say hallel, let's say Sukkesh, Shvuah, Sukkesh, and Pesach morning, why in the Haggadah and the hallel in the Haggadah not? So he mentions the name of Rabbi Goyen because the hallel that is recited and all the chagim. So that is B'tiras Kri. Mashinki, the Hallel that is recited, Pesach night in the Haggadah, so it's not recited B'tiras Kri, but B'tiras Shir. Now, what does it mean? So I mentioned it several times. In other words, I mentioned the Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim says, Halos Hashem Kol Goyim, Shapchu Kolum. So Halos Hashem Kol Goyim. So according to Chazal, so Elu, Israel, Shapchu, Kolum, Imelu, Meseilo. So, so Rav Chaim says, in explaining the Pasuk, Vani b'chaz d'cho v'tachti, yogeli bi b'shiosecho, o shiro la d'shem ki gomel olori, that if a Novi will come and will tell us that in another hour, so a Nes will overtake the Jewish people. So even though we have no doubt that in another hour a Nes, a Yeshua will overtake the Jewish people, we are still not mechuyev to give Hidoyah to the Rebbein Shalom. Even if we are sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that a Yeshua will overtake us soon, but until it actually takes place, there is no chiyuv of Hidoyah. V'ani, that's the pshat in the Bosman. V'ani, David HaMelech says, V'ani b'chal t'cho v'tachti. So Ani b'chal t'cho v'tachti, so the bitochu is a very strong bitochu. So in other words, it does not involve any element of doubt. So there is no element of doubt. So it's your belief is yourself. So my heart rejoices. But Oshiro Vadishe, when can Hidoye? When is the chiyuv of Hidoye kigomolava? Only when the Yeshua takes place, actually takes place. But just by just knowing that Yeshua will take place soon, we are not mechuyev to give Hidoye to the religion. So, but there is Shvach and there is Hidoye. There is Shvach and there is Hidoye. When Mitzrayim took place, so all the Umiseilo were expected to give Shvach to the religion. For the Nisi, that the religion showed. So, how was Hashem Kol Goyim? Shapchu Kolum. So, Shapchu Shvach doesn't mean gratitude. We have the Gimur Hashemis in the Shneshre. That's Shvach. So, it's not gratitude. Praise. Shvach means praise. So, the Goyim were also expected to give praise unto the Rebbein Shalom. Shapchu Kolum in Meiru Meseilom. But Halu means Hidoye. How was Hashem Kol Goyim in Meiru Yisroel? Hidoye could be given only by the Jews. Because they were saved, the Umesayim were not saved by Yitzhias Mitzrayim, so they were not expected to give Hidoye. So, Mimelech,